Today we're going to be talking about unconventional success. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. Today we're going to be talking about success the unconventional way. Before we get started, I got a free gift for you. I'd like you to go to my website, robertimbrielli.com/top10, to grab a copy of my latest ebook, Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. And it is totally updated for us digital marketers. It is a long-standing report that I released many years ago, saved companies hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years, and it can be helpful for you too. robertimbrielli.com/top10. All right, welcome to Coach's Corner, my friends. As you can see here, I have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful guest with me today, the lovely Diane Forster.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you here today.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Diane is very busy. She's got a lot going on. I kid you not. I get on the phone with her, and you should see the things. I'm working on this. I'm working on this. I'm working on this. I'm working on this. She's got so many balls in the air. It's hard to imagine that she would actually find time for us today. But I'm so blessed and happy that you have.
Wow, my honor.
Love to have you here.
Yes.
You guys should know I really love Diane. I love what she stands for. I love what she does in this world. And I think, after you hear her interview today, you're probably going to feel the same way about her. She's quite amazing. So I'll give you a little bit of background on Diane and what she has done. Diane is an award-winning inventor, best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and TV show host, podcaster, producer. I can go on. The list is just really, really, really long. One thing that's really interesting about Diane is that she actually worked for ABC Disney for a while. 24 years, I believe.
It was 20 years, yes.
20 years. Mm-hmm. And during that time, she sold, get this, guys, $100 million in advertising.
Yes.
How many salespeople do you know who've sold that much in advertising?
Yeah.
Nobody. Well. Nobody. So my experience with Diane's very new. I've known you...
About a month or so.
Yes. Yeah, not that much.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really like is when I look at any speaker, anybody who I'm going to follow, anyone I'm going to try to learn from or be friends with, that kind of thing, there's always this bio, right? So they have a bio and they have all the things that they've done. And I think that's really cool. You know, Diane's done this and done that, and she's an award-winning inventor, and she's a speaker, and she's a transformative life coach, and she works with all these women, and all of that stuff is really cool. And then you look behind that. And I always do. I don't know if you do, but I always do. Because what I'm looking for, I want to know the person behind the statistics, if you will. Who is Diane Forster? What is she about? Mm-hmm. And I was able to have a very deep soul connection with you like that.
Mm.
And it surprised me because it's never happened before.
Wow.
Right? And I said, okay, so what is it about Diane that it's possible to connect at that level? Diane stands head and shoulders above everybody else that I've met. And I'm going to tell you this from the heart, because this is where it's coming from, that she, like all of us, has had crap in her life, right? And yeah. We all have, right? It's
of
just
course.
The way it is.
Of course.
And, you know, you go through that, and a lot of people will take that and they'll push it away, and they'll ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pretend, no, it never happened to me. My life's perfect. Can you see how perfect I am?
Well, I don't know if they ignore it. Right? I think they're afraid to show it.
Right.
They're ashamed to show it. They're afraid to be vulnerable.
Right.
Is at the deep root core of it. So, yeah.
And you took a different tact here. You went out and you said, all these things that happened, they're difficult, they were tough, but you know what? Where you've come full circle with it, and this is what I'm so proud of you for having done, is, and you're a great example of this, is you've taken it, you've embraced it, you've stood on that platform, and you said, here's how I transitioned from all this bad stuff, and I've taken it and used it as a jumping off point for what I'm creating in my life today.
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have, well, and you continue to do so.
Well, my approach to it is, it was a revelation, and it was illuminating to wake up one day, given everything that I had been through, and really did a forgiveness practice that was for me. It was about me, and it was forgiveness of everything and everyone, including and especially myself, for all of the things that had transpired in my life. And it was in that moment that I stood up from that forgiveness meditation where I said, oh, wait a second. I did this. I'm the one that's responsible for the condition of my life. And pointed the finger in instead of out. And what an epiphany it was, and what an empowering moment it was. Because at the same time that that happened, the next second later, I got to make a new declaration for my life, which was, I want an extraordinary life. I don't want to live like this anymore. And I'm going to do everything I can to get it. So we won't get to our highest, greatest, fullest potential without embracing that part that we are truly responsible for everything. And I mean everything that's showing up in your life is a direct reflection of your what you're attracting. And I know we're going to get into law of attraction, which is so great for us to get into this conversation, because it was studying so many people, so many methods, so many philosophies, and it was really immersing myself in the law of attraction that made me go, I attracted all of this. Of course, this is the way it works. So that started this journey of being able to catapult the success, for lack of a better term, if you will, right, and the progress I've been able to experience in my life, because I embraced that piece of it too and said, well, if I attracted all this negative, I can attract all this positive. So that's what really was one of the, you know, several pivotal moments in my life that transitioned it and owning it.
It was similar for me too. I had gotten to a point when I was in Chicago, ironically, where things weren't going well at all. Mm-hmm. And the money wasn't there, and I was about to get evicted, and yada, yada, yada. And I was feeling like blaming everyone. And I finally sat down one morning, and I wrote down a list of all the things that, you know, had been going on, just sort of get a review of it. And it wasn't until the moment that I started to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I said, the reason that I have $30,000 owed to me and it's not being paid is because I allowed it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because they're not paying me, it's because I allowed it. I continued to work for this company, and they weren't paying me, and they weren't paying me, and they weren't paying me, and I continued to work for them. Mm-hmm. And it was an epiphany, and it was the, you know, a turning point, really, to say, okay, if I created all this, here's the good news, bad news. The bad news is you've created all this. The good news is you've created all this, right? Yeah. And if you created it, then what? You can
recreate
it, right?
Yeah, I work with, love that you brought up money right away, because 80% of the issues that women come to me with are surrounded by money and lack of worthiness with it. And so I teach women a lot how to ask for money, how to confidently have that conversation. Right. And ask for what you're worth, which I'm not saying it doesn't happen for men too. It's a lot more difficult and challenging for women to know their value and then ask for it confidently and comfortably. So
yeah, well, it's a male-dominated world typically, and women do feel they don't have the right value, but they do. I mean, the truth is they have the same value and oftentimes more value than most men.
Yeah, amazing value. Yeah.
But it's common. It's a common thing, and it always goes back to this connection between how you feel about yourself and how much money you have in the bank.
Yeah.
Right? That's a difficult connection to break, but it's one we all, you know, because we judge everybody by what? How much money they have.
Right, right.
How wealthy are you? Oh, well, then I put you up here. Yeah. If you're not wealthy, then you're down here. But the person down here could have more value than the person who has all the money.
Yeah.
But that's just the way our society's wired. So do you teach people how to do that, how to break that
connection? Oh, my gosh, yes. I have certain processes and methods that I use to really have them break through those limiting beliefs and those mental blocks and carrying the pain from their past, pulling all that stuff into their past. When you speak about your life and you talk about what's happened to you and your story, and you don't know what I've been through, or I've had so much going on in my life, or I've been through this, or I've been through that. When you're speaking about it, you're bringing your past into your now. When you wake up every day, you get each day to start fresh and new. Your spirit, your soul, your inner being, your higher self, whatever you believe in, doesn't carry that forward. It's like a brand new slate every day. So one of the lines in my poem of I Have Today, which was the catalyst for this business and this company, is I have today to start fresh and new, because you do. And so I help women and men too. I don't want to say I don't help men because I do. And I do help young adults transitioning from living at home out into, you know, college and beyond. I help a lot. But my lane that I stay in is women, you know, who are going through transitions in their, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, through that next transition in life where there's this huge awakening of who am I, what's this all for, right. what's my value, what am I worth, now what, that next now what, they're divorced or they're in unhappy marriages, they're empty nesters, they're feeling stuck in their career. They have no idea how valuable they are. They have no idea what their skill sets are, and they don't feel worthy and deserving. They feel lost and stuck and in a rut. And I take them and show them just how valuable they are, get rid of all that story from the past, and allow them to open up their minds to dream bigger and create what I call a have it all life, right. Truly a have it all life. So yes, I do. Everything I do is focused on mindset. Yeah, that's where it is. Well, I have the business experience and the mom experience and life experience and all of that, and that is a part of it. Where we start is mindset first. Yeah. It's everything. It's really everything.
Well, the power is what goes on in your thoughts and what you're thinking about. I mean, that's the root of all the law of attraction stuff that we teach and all of the people who are very successful. You when you start to study success, you start to see that there's some common threads here, right? And the common threads are how they use their mind differently than people who don't have the success, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of self-doubt, the self-esteem stuff that comes up for a lot of people who are really striving. They may work really hard, but never seem to get over the hump. Right. And when you look in the mirror, you say, well, who's really responsible? Well, again, you are, right? Number one. And then if you start to work on that stuff and bring that up a little bit, you start to see, I always talk about it in terms of the core issue, mm-hmm. right? Everyone's got one issue that's holding them back. Now you might say, well, you know, my business isn't doing well. You know what, Diane? You need a new funnel or you need a new email. You know, and it's like you go through all this stuff and we spin up a lot of dust and buy all these things and buy all these programs and courses. And at the end of it, you're still in the same place because you haven't addressed.
I know.
The real core issue.
I know. Yeah. So many of them have done all that. They've spent tens of thousands of dollars doing all this, trying to build that right brand or get that book done or build that funnel. And if you don't do the inner work first, you're wasting your time and your energy, because your life is supposed to run smoothly. It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be lucrative. It's supposed to be fun. I say simple, easy, lucrative, fun. Self. When I say self in selfish, that's what I'm talking about. And so if you go in and do the inner work and ask yourself the right questions, you're not asking yourself enough questions, and you're certainly not asking the right questions to get to, as you mentioned, that the core of who you really are and what you really want without the story. The story was given to you anyway. It's something you inherited. These mm-hmm. beliefs, you came into this world without them. And you've just inherited those they've been imprinted in you over time. So what if everything you ever believed in your entire life was a lie? It wasn't true. What if you could recreate your story about your past and your life? And what if you could create any sort of life that you want with no limits? How extraordinary would that be? And so when I say this to clients, they go, well, that would be amazing. That would be extraordinary. And like, this is exactly what you can have. You're limited by nothing. So before you go hiring all these coaches, find a life coach or a mindset coach first. Get clear on that, because once you do, man, law of attraction is going to just start dropping in, the resources and the people and the experiences, and your life is going to ebb and flow and eat with ease and fun. It's just amazing how it works. And one more thing I want to add before we move on is, you know, the only difference between a successful person who considers themselves successful and someone who doesn't is truly the way they think. That is the only difference. So if you believe you're worthy and deserving and you can have it all and that you deserve it and you're limited by nothing, then that'll be what shows up in your life. Unlimited opportunity, unlimited abundance.
And you know what's really interesting, and this has come up for me for many years, it's been a thing. So I do a seminar. I teach people the best marketing strategies. I give them all the tools, give them all the resources, tell them which websites to go to. I'll give them all the tools, give them everything, right? And you follow them for 6 months, a year later. How many are successful?
Right.
Right?
Right.
One, maybe, right? And you say, okay, so what's really going on here? So at that point, I started to ask more questions and said, okay, so what's really going on is that they have things that are outside of the how-to, right, that are getting in the way.
Right.
And like you say, this is core issues that come up for a lot of people. And when you work there, you don't have to solve the core issue 100%.
Mm-hmm.
If you just chip away at it and get a little bit of leverage on it, things completely change.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you work on it, because I think for a lot of us, a core issue is going to be a core issue for life. It's always going to be something that's going to be there a little bit, right?
Well, yes, because 70% of our thoughts are negative anyway,
right.
So it will come up, you will revisit it, but it doesn't have to have the same impact
Correct.
On you as it did in the past.
Right.
You can have the awareness of it and then move through it right away. You can train yourself to do that, but you're right. It is there. It is going to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing we work on, and I find that a lot of people say, well, I just want it gone. I'm like, you're going to work on it. And it's going to be in those moments when you have that negative thought is to notice the negative thought and correct it
right.
or change it or focus on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people this is a habit, right? Getting through this is a habit. It's a habit
yes.
of thought.
Yes.
It's a habit of, you know, you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is, you know, F words. That comes out of your mouth, right? Because it's like, oh, it's another day. You're getting up too early. You have the alarm clock. It's waking you up. And when it goes in that direction, it's like you know something's wrong. It's like you could make small, very tiny little changes to that.
Yes.
Like you say, first thing in the morning, you've got nothing. Your mind is clear.
Totally clear.
Okay,
best
what's the
time.
First thing that's going to come up?
Right.
Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be negative?
That is the best place to start when you're doing this work, you know, making changes in your life. Start first thing in the morning. Set up a different routine. Do things differently. Honor your mindset, honor your spirit, soul, body. I call it nurture my spirit, mind, and body morning routine. Intend your life. Set the vision for your life. Create that time and that space to be able to see it. Be future forward facing instead of regurgitating all the to-do list from yesterday or what happened yesterday or any of those things. None of that matters in that moment. Create the space to set the intention for how you want this day to unfold.
Right.
It's the most important work you will do in your life. And it's a commitment to do it, but it's so worth doing. It really is.
Ed, you're speaking from experience because you do this every day. And,
well, I do.
You know, I could see in your life, like, you know, reading your life story in your book. And by the way, she's got a book on Amazon, really worth getting. I have today with Diane Forster. Right.
Thank you. Yeah, I have today. Find your passion, purpose, and smile. Finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good book. Really, a lot of tools in there. And I think when we talk law of attraction, Jerry and Esther Hicks, you and I are big fans, and we've been following their work for years. One of the things that I find with a lot of the people in there, they're always grasping for tools.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it?
Right.
How do I get into the vortex? How do I, you know, raise my vibration?
Yeah.
And they're asking those questions. Your book has the tools.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's really the critical point here when it comes to, well, Diane, this all sounds really good. Your life is perfect. You know, I'm looking at you and everything's working for you, but look at me.
Yeah.
Well, here are the tools, you know?
Well, yeah. And I've had a lot of success, but I've also had a lot of not successful moments. I don't call anything failures or mistakes. I think everything's a lesson along the way. And I do. I packed it with easy three-step processes throughout it,
right.
Because three steps for three reasons. They're easy to remember, they're easy to implement, and then they're easy to build upon. And so if you can start creating awareness where you're getting in your own way throughout your day, because here's the thing about law of attraction. You know, you can do the visualizations, you can do the meditations, you can say the affirmations, you can journal, you can do all of that and set yourself up in the morning. And it's like Joe Dispenza says, it's like eating an organic breakfast and then eating junk food the rest of the day. If you can't catch where you're creating law, you know, you're using the law of attraction mm-hmm. all day, every day. It's like gravity. It's on 24/7. It's never off. So you're either inviting abundance in or you're shutting it out. You are literally doing this with your energy all day long.
Right.
So if you can create the awareness during your day, throughout the day, when you're screaming at somebody in traffic or flipping them off, or you're mad at a coworker, or you have a fight with your spouse, or you know, you're pissed off because there's a long line at the Starbucks, or wherever you're creating this negative energy, that's where you're blocking yourself. But just by creating the awareness about it, then you can start to pivot it. And that's what my book is full of, those tips on how to do that. Catch them and pivot them.
Yeah, and everyone's asking always for, give me the magic bullet. You know, I want the simple formula. And if you look at, you know, our society, the way our society is built today, it's built on, instant gratification. It's built on, you know, take this pill and you're going to solve this problem. And it's all about that. But the truth of the matter is you're right. You have to do the work. You have to manage your thoughts. You have mm-hmm. to pay attention to what you're focused on all day, every day. And we're never going to be 100%. You know, there are going to be moments where it's going to come out, you know, and you're going to be upset about something.
Yes.
But if you don't stay there, the key is not to stay there.
Exactly.
And a lot of people will get angry and they'll be angry all day mm-hmm. and it will ruin their weekend, or, you know, something comes up and it's like, is it worth that?
No, it's not. And the thing is, it's habit. It's not really it's none of it is your fault. It's not. It is truly programming that's been given to you. But the onus is upon you to change it. It's not coming from outside of you. No outside conditions are going to change it. It is an inside job. And so if you're willing to catch it, own it, mm-hmm. forgive yourself for it, think about ways that you could make it work for you versus against you, the more and more you practice this, which is all the work that I do with my clients, everything I produce is about this, the easier and funner your life is going to be. It really is. It's incredible when you get it. But, and I'm there. I know that you're there too. I am truly happy every single day. I truly feel like I have it all in my life. I feel like life is such a gift. I look forward to each and every day. I look for the miracles each and every day. I affirm that every day and set those mantras. But it took a journey for me to get here. It did not happen overnight, but it took the commitment to myself and doing that daily work right. every day. And right. then the layers just started building upon themselves and it just started to become, oh, I get it. I get it now. This is the way it works.
Yeah. I was in the studio last week. I spent a lot of time in here. I like this space. This is a nice space for me. So I was feeling anxiety and I'm thinking, I don't normally feel anxiety. It's not a normal feeling for me. Mm-hmm. So I stopped and I said, okay, what's really going on here? And as I thought about it, what I was doing what a lot of people do, is painting a picture in the future that I didn't want, right?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we all do this. We have this blank canvas. The future is a blank canvas. You can make it whatever you want. You can make it negative. You could say everything's going to end. Everything's going to be horrible. Or you could say everything's going to be perfect. And anything in between is fair game as well. So we tend to do this. I think we're programmed to look at the negative. And I thought about it and I said, you know what? I have today. And today I have today with Diane Forster, but I have today. And I really thought about how powerful that concept is. Because instead of being there and creating this picture I didn't want, I came back to the moment and said, okay, so what's great about right now? Oh, look at this great studio. Look at all this equipment. Look at what I can produce. Look at the friends I have. And all of a sudden, bam, the energy came, vibration came right back up.
Yeah.
You know, really, really powerful. So simple tools sometimes are the most powerful, the most profound. And that one, I think, in that moment was really helpful.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Well, I do a lot of focus on language because I think that's the key missing ingredient in law of attraction out there. There's all of these amazing, you know, manifestors and influencers doing all kinds of amazing work. And The Secret really opened up and awakened many, many people to the concept, but they're not understanding, you know, why isn't it happening for me? Why isn't the law of attraction working for me? Why am I not manifesting as much as I can? And it's what I was just talking about. That's what I discovered for me was that, oh, my language, the way I'm speaking about myself and about others and how I'm communicating throughout the day. So I mastered that for myself. And now I teach others how to do that too. And it's so, your language and your vocabulary and the words that you're using are so, so incredibly powerful. Just like every thought you've ever thought still exists in the universe. Every word you ever utter still exists in the universe, in the infinite universe. That doesn't ever go away. So you got to be really cognizant about the words that you're using, choosing to use.
And the words are the result of the thoughts.
Yeah.
So they are sort of the outpicturing of what you've been thinking about all the time.
Yeah.
I know that when you try to speak a different language, if you're thinking in English and trying to speak French, for instance, in my case, French doesn't come out. If
right.
I think in French, French flows.
Right.
It's really interesting. And it's like, so it's the same thing. It's like we go back to how are we thinking? What are the thoughts we're thinking?
Right.
It's going to impact the words that we're using. And it's really cool when you're able to step back a little bit and listen to yourself.
Mm.
We're lucky. We're on camera a lot, right? So we have this tool that we can use. And I can go back and review this video and go, gee, why did I say that? Or, you know, what was I thinking when I said that?
Right.
I can go back and kind of do that. But normal people don't have that option, right?
Yeah.
They're not videotaping themselves 24/7, so they don't know. But if you're ever able to stop for a moment and just give it some thought and say, you know, I was in this conversation this morning. Why was I talking like that? Why was I using those words,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe next time, just be a little more thoughtful about it and try to change those words, and the vocabulary will carry you there. You're absolutely right about that.
Yes. Yeah. I was coaching a client yesterday, and there's a scenario going on. It's a blended family, and so there's, you know, mixed children in the household. You know, new dynamic is going on there, and some boundaries have not been set yet, and so they need to have this conversation. And she was relaying to me what her frustrations were and what she needed and what she can't take. I can't take this, I can't take that. And I said, so what are you gonna say? And so she told me what she was gonna say. And I said, well, what if you said this instead? Because what she was about to say was gonna be very disempowering to a teenage boy. And it was gonna have, I could see intuitively this impact on this child's life about he's not wanted, he's not worthy. Yeah, I could just see. And it wasn't anything she was doing intentionally. She was just speaking her own feelings and her frustration. So we created awareness about that. And I said, well, what if you said it this way? You know, that there, you know, and it was a much more respectful conversation. And she got to communicate how she was feeling instead of that reaction. And I could see the light bulb go off above her head. And as I saw the light bulb go off above her head, I saw this boy's life, like the trajectory of his life, go in this much better direction just by that one conversation. You think your words don't matter, they matter a lot. And so it's not just being kind about speaking kindly about yourself. It's about thinking about how you're communicating and how that's affecting somebody right. else too. And when you really do this work and you begin to really love and accept yourself unconditionally, perfectly imperfect is what I call it, work in progress, you're loving and forgiving to yourself, and then all of a sudden you're loving and forgiving to every other person, and it truly creates cohesiveness and peace and love and harmony. And honestly, Robert, that's my belief. That's how we're going to get to world peace, is through this process.
Correct.
So... yeah.
It ain't going to happen by our politicians, I'm sorry.
Well,
it's just not going to.
Yeah. Well, I think that what it's going to do is it's going to take more people doing the work that we're doing
right.
and rising, you know, raising consciousness to elevate others mm-hmm. to really own their power.
I would love for you and I to continue this conversation.
Okay.
For hours.
Yeah.
And hours and hours. But
fortunately, I got to go.
Your time is up. It's almost 11 a.m. here, so
okay.
I know you've got to get running.
Yes.
So you said you had some free gifts?
I do.
Please tell us.
You know, what I'd like to offer you is this gift I have. It's called 3 Tips to Get Everything You Want. And it's focused on language, just what I was talking about right now. And it's great because I give you what you're probably saying and what is a much more empowering thing to say. And it's really powerful and it helps you create that awareness in everything. And when you start making these subtle shifts, you're going to start manifesting like crazy. It's a lot of fun. So that's at dianeforster.com/3, the number 3, and the word tips, 3 tips. So
three
Diane,
tips.
Yeah, Diane Forster. www.ebooks.com/3tips. Yeah, it's great. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I told you before, I was so happy to have you take time today and spend with us
because
I know how busy you are.
Thank you so much.
This was great. You guys got a lot of value out of this. I had a lot of fun and we shared some interesting stuff. There is a lot more to Law of Attraction. I wish we had, the whole day to work with you and teach you this stuff and teach you how quickly your life can change and how you can get everything that you really want out of life. And like I said, it's a lot of times it's the small shifts that you make, but sometimes you need a coach to see that because you can't see how you're acting sometimes. It's, when you're on camera, maybe it's a little helpful, but sometimes you need somebody who's disconnected from you emotionally that can really look at you and say, you're doing this over here and this is the result you keep getting. Why do you keep doing this? Let's change this behavior. And then you can make that subtle shift and everything starts to change for you.
It really can be so transformative. Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. So, well, you're amazing, Robert, and the work that you do and your followers are here following you. Make sure you're following him. Follow me on social media. We have all kinds of free stuff out there.
And I happily share Diane's stuff on social media because it's really quality stuff. And
I'm
very cautious about sharing people's stuff, but when it comes to Diane, I know she's good. I've watched enough of your videos.
Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot to me that you share my stuff. Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you all soon.
Take care.